Great to be here, Steve.
All right, Donnie. The conditions dictate how you play. What did you think about Penn State's plan based on the conditions they played in?
I thought it was a wonderful plan, honestly. I mean, I figured, you know, you see the weather and it's 30-mile-an-hour winds with gusts, and you figure you're going to get a bunch of rain. You know you're going to have to run the ball. But that makes it challenging because Rutgers knows they're going to have to run the ball, too. So I really thought the team that made more plays in the passing game would win the game, and that was clearly Penn State. But, you know, I think just a continuation of what they did against Michigan, which is really what could, you know, the coaching staff sitting down and saying, what could this team with the players we have left and what, you know, their grasp of the offense, and things like that, what could they do to be successful? And they've done it. They've pounded the ball with Kevon Lee. They've gotten Devin Ford in the mix when they've had him, and Clifford's made some safe throws, and he's protected the ball largely. I think it's hard for me anyway to knock the game plan when you win, especially in bad conditions. And I think I think the first 5 weeks should have taught Penn State fans that you don't look a gift horse in the mouth here. And you know they did well enough to win the game, and I think that was a, considering everything, I thought they did a great job.
There are several elements of this game that defensively, I mean, to me the biggest one was when they, you know, when they turned the ball over. Although it probably, I understand that the replay is obstructed, but I think the kid that for Rutgers that recovered, he was out of bounds. Irrelevant. Defense comes out there, and guess what? Rutgers from its own side of the field ends up punting. That to me was a big sequence. I thought Penn State's defensive tackles, whomever it was, Shelton, Mustafa, I felt like they dominated the line of scrimmage.
Oh, absolutely. Hansard, too. I thought Hansard made a couple of really big plays, especially on the fourth and one early. I thought the fourth and one off the first drive was a huge play. I mean, that's Rutgers doing what they've done well. You know, they get into a fourth and short situation. They put Langan in there. He's their Will Levis. He's going to try to just battering ram his way behind the center and the guards and get a yard. He had done it, I think, every time this year that he tried. And I thought that was a huge play. I would have punted there personally. You had the wind at your back. Yeah. Penn State had a 17 play drive that they couldn't. You know, with that win, they couldn't push it past the 30. So I thought they should have punted, but I certainly get why they did what they did. But for Penn State to stop that play, I think that kind of continued the momentum from the week earlier with the fourth and one against Michigan and showed them what they're doing on defense works. But yeah, the other play I thought was really big is the one you mentioned, was after the fumble when they stopped them in their own territory, because that's something they hadn't done early in the season. James has been talking very correctly, by the way, since basically his third or fourth week, and saying, hey, the game, the season, the losses are about turnovers. And
yes,
you know, they've been turning the ball over on the minus side of the field and giving up points. Well, this time they didn't, and that's a big point in the game. I mean, Rutgers is still in it at that point. So I thought that was a major turning point in the game, where that's when I knew Penn State was going to win, was when they stopped Rutgers on that drive.
Yeah, no, exactly. I thought that as well. Now, when I look at the offense, we can talk about the line for a moment. What did you think, though, of Strange and Johnson as blocking components at tight end?
it's funny that you mention it, because I'm having a really tough time watching the games. I'm just watching Strange and Johnson. I think they're so good in the run game, and I didn't expect that. I mean, anything Theo Johnson does is going to surprise me, because I've never seen him play. He's the most talented kid in the field by far. He might be the most talented kid in the country he's from. So you don't know what he's going to get. But I was really surprised to see Strange develop as a blocker the way he was, because you know he's not a kid who played tight end in high school. He's a former wide receiver. He kind of has that mentality. He's a guy who's going to go up and win one-on-one battles in the passing game. But those two guys blocking, I think they're the reason that 5-yard runs are turning into 10-yard runs and 20-yard runs. Part of the reason anyway. But they're not missing. They're getting on linebackers and just obliterating them. They're doing a great job, and I think that's a testament to Tyler Bowen, because he's really developed those two kids quick. And you know, we could say this at every position where you got a young guy. You could say it about Lee. You could say it about Parker Washington, whatever. But they're playing because veteran guys can't or aren't. I think that this really bodes well for Penn State's future. I mean, you can look at the record and shrug and laugh or whatever. But, you know, the future of Penn State football is pretty good. They're gonna have at least two tight ends back next year who I think are maybe future all-conference quality players with Strange and Johnson. And that's, you know, who knows what Pat's going to do. But, yeah, I think their young guys have played pretty well and certainly better than I ever would have expected they would. And I think the coaches would say that, too.
And, of course, the offensive line we've mentioned during all of this. What about the running backs to make it pay off? Devin Ford and Kevon Lee primarily carried the ball, Keziah Holmes at the end. What did you think about how the running backs handled their blocking? You know, because they had to handle it in the cohesion of it.
Yeah, that's what kind of impresses me the most with Lee. And first of all, I think for the last 4 weeks, the offensive line has been doing pretty well. Even the Iowa game. Iowa's really, really tough. If you play them to a stalemate, you've done a pretty good job. I certainly don't think they won in the trenches against Iowa, but I thought there were some holes there. And again, they got behind early and had to do some things they didn't want to do. But you know, I think what Lee has done, especially with the Michigan game, and I think to a degree he's done it in some other games as well, but he's such a patient runner, probably because he has to be. He's just doing what he can do. I mean, I'm sure they told him, don't go out and try to do too much. Just go and find the hole and hit it, run behind the blocker. And it's really basic running that it's football 101 that he's really been able to find some success with. But this line with, you know, I thought Mennett played a heck of a game, maybe the best game I've seen him play.
Mennett was really good on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mennett was really good.
Yeah, I think you could say that about a few guys, but you know, there was gaping holes there, and once Lee, you know, Lee just kind of wears you down as a defensive player because he's so big, and you know, he leans on you, he looks for the contact, and I think he's the kind of running back that gives you a physical presence in your offense without maybe being a physical by nature offense. And you know, he's doing some things that no Penn State running back has done in the last couple of years, which is moving the ball between the tackles pretty consistently. And I think that kind of rubs off on a guy like Devin Ford, because again, I think he's come out and done a good job the last couple of weeks. And he himself was put in a tough spot because, you know, as Jaywan Sider said a couple of weeks ago, you know, he's preparing as the starter, but he's not preparing to be the guy because you have so many guys in front of you. Now he's the guy, and I think he's kind of learned how to embrace that role. And you're starting to see that those guys are becoming better players because they're becoming guys who play more.
Obviously, Jahan Dotson can make plays, and he can make game-breaking plays. He's proven it. Parker Washington in that slot makes plays. How important would it be moving forward? Not in a game like this. I mean, the conditions were not conducive to big explosive plays. That's just the way the condition. We had to be there to know it. You can't just sit on TV and go, I don't understand why they're not doing it. If you're there, you know why. But what would it mean to this offense to get a game-breaking type opposite guys like Dotson and Washington?
It's what they're missing. It just is. I mean, they weren't going to have that this year anyway. They didn't have that type of guy. And look, they have to get Dotson somehow involved more, and I say that every week, and then they give him a bunch of targets, and you know he still gets a couple of catches. They're trying to force it to him, but they have to get a guy who enables Dotson to get the ball within the flow of the offense without trying to get him the ball. I mean, like, I don't think there's any mystery here that, you know, Isaac Lutz has given him something.
Sure.
And especially on third downs, and that's enabled the passing game to work a little bit better. And I think Parker is going to be a really, really high volume receiver, very good, very good player moving forward. But they need that big guy. They need the Godwin type of guy to get where they want to go, or the, you know, right, Allen Robinson. you know, if they have those kind of guys, then Dotson, you're going to see Dotson putting up Parker Washington's numbers, because right now, Parker Washington's taking some of Dotson's catches. But and this is no knock on Parker Washington, but if Dotson's getting nine catches the way Washington is in a game, he's going to do more with those yards, conceivably anyway, you would think, because he's such a good open field runner. But yeah, I think that's a really great point. I think they need that type of player in the offense to get where they really think they can go. And I don't know if they have them with those young receivers or not, but I think what they have now is good enough to win games. But at a championship level, I think that's the one thing. I mean, people are going to say, oh, they need a quarterback. I think they need the receiver more.
Yeah. I want to get to the defensive side of the ball. When you look at the linebackers, I thought Luketta played a better game. Joey Porter ended up being the Big Ten Freshman of the Week. Outside the guys up front, we talked about already, what about the back seven? What did you like, and what questions do you have about the back seven?
Yeah, my question about the back seven really is how have they done it in the passing game? I'm sure it's happened because the game has changed so much, but in recent years, I don't remember a time where back-to-back weeks, and certainly the weather conditions had a factor last week, but I don't remember where you're giving up 120 yards, 110 yards passing in back-to-back weeks. And I think Marquise Wilson's given him something. I like him as a cover guy, and Porter looks like the real deal. He deserved the freshman of the week honor. He's deserved it a couple times. I think he's a fantastic player. But I also think they're starting to get some better play out of the safeties. I mean, Brisker, I thought, had his best game, and I watched Brisker a lot.
Back to back weeks, Donnie. I thought Brisker was fabulous against Michigan. I thought he was even better against Rutgers.
Yeah, I don't know if many people know this, but he played a different position last year, and he's playing this year. And this year, he's kind of just doing some of the stuff he did at Lackawanna College when he set the world on fire at Lackawanna. He led the team in sacks, interceptions, forced. He led the team in like almost every defensive category. His 2018 season at Lackawanna is the stuff of legend. But he's starting to show that a little bit. I mean, he made plays in the backfield last week. He made the hit on Melton on the sideline to break up the throw, and he's done some really, really nice things, I think, the last 2 weeks. And he's giving them something that the linebackers haven't, which is the guy who can make the play on the sideline, in the run game. And he's a guy who can come off the blitz. He does a good job with that. He hasn't done it a whole lot, but he's done it. I just think he's a fantastic player. But they certainly need more of the linebackers. You said Luketta played better. I think he did, but he's got to be more consistent in the open field, making some tackles. And I think Brooks has been fine, but they need more out of Smith and Luketta. And once they get it, that defense is going to go to the next level. I mean, if you look at the last 2 weeks, I'm sure there's been some X factors, but they've played really well.
Yeah. Donnie, always a pleasure. Appreciate it very much. I hope to see you Saturday.
I'll be there, Steve.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Donnie.
All right. Yep, thank you.